Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No DP, no J, just off Norman hanging out with you at 1040 O Street. Glad you're along for the ride. 20 more minutes of old school, but another hour and a half of me sticking around for the Husker Football Hour with Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald coming up right at 6 o'clock. And Monday Night Football on our airwaves as well. That means Tom and I will kick over to the stream and then get you to NFL football at 6:30. But we'll continue here on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Allo Channel 961. Really appreciate Allo for their sponsorship of Channel 961 and Sartor Hamann Jewelers for their sponsorship of our streams, as well as our text line and our comment sections there on those streams. Had some interesting stuff here on the text line to get to. One of them was from, where was it? It was someone asking about the bigger Heisman snub. Was it Tommy Frazier? Or wasn't it Ndamukong Suh? Gus Mohawk, that's who it was, right? Gus, appreciate you listening, tuning in there. I don't know. I think both guys had a pretty strong case, but the perfect person to ask about that will be Tom Chattel. Tom is a Heisman voter. I almost got Tom in trouble last week. I forgot Tom was a Heisman voter. It's shame on me. Wasn't trying to get him in trouble, but he couldn't reveal his vote. We'll get how Tom voted and then also ask him who he thought was maybe the bigger Heisman snub. Of course, he did tell his story from the press box about being at the Orange Bowl for the Fiesta Bowl, for Nebraska and Florida in the 95 National Championship game in January of 96. And people telling him, I voted for Eddie George, but definitely should have voted for Tommy Frazier. So it'll be interesting to get Tom's take on that. While we're on the Husker football topic, some transfer portal visitors announced recently for Nebraska. One of them just reported by On3, Andrew Marshall. He's a defensive back from Idaho. Much better FCS program than they were an FBS program. They made a smart call by dropping down a level. Their head coach, Jason Eck, was just recently hired by New Mexico to be their head coach. So Andrew Marshall says, yep, that's it for me. I'm going to go hit the transfer portal. 800 snaps for him with a 75.8 grade on Pro Football Focus. He is from California. He's got 2 years of eligibility remaining. Sounds like he'll be in later this week, most likely on Wednesday. 6 foot, 190-pound cornerback. You can always use help in the defensive backfield. Nebraska's lost a handful of guys from there, and a good one from the FCS ranks is on his way to Lincoln at some point this week. Other portal notes from either yesterday or today. DJ Wesolak confirms to Husker Online he will be visiting Nebraska on Thursday. He is a defensive end or an edge type of player out of the state of Missouri. He went to Missouri before transferring up to Oregon State. Only played in 3 games with 2 tackles this year. He will also have 2 years of eligibility remaining. Again, number 4 ranked player.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here in the state of Missouri for the class of 2022. Also on the defensive line, Chris Murray, defensive lineman from Sam Houston State. He's got a few visits lined up here. He has already visited Mississippi State. He's got 2 more SEC visits as well as a visit to Nebraska lined up. First team All-Conference USA selection with 11.5 tackles for loss and 5.5 sacks this year again for Sam Houston. Let me know on the text line, 402-464-5685. Where are you guys wanting Nebraska to attack the transfer portal? What position are you thinking? And let's not skip over the quarterback that Nebraska has on campus today for a visit. Marcos Davila is his name. Marcos Davila was at Purdue last year, 6'3", 233-pounder, who redshirted last year, would have 4 years remaining. He was at one point a TCU commit. He decommitted from the Horned Frogs when Garrett Riley up and left Dallas-Fort Worth to go be the offensive coordinator at Clemson. Couldn't follow him, didn't follow him. He ends up at Purdue. Marcos Davila listed by On3 as the number 29 quarterback in the class of 2024. Compare that to the guy he would likely replace at Nebraska's backup quarterback position, Daniel Kalen. On3 had Daniel Kalen as the number 50 quarterback in the 2024 class. Davila is a Texas player, went to Midland Legacy, 93 tutties, 9,101 career passing yards. They're both school records. As a senior, as a three-year starter then, his senior year, he went for 3,300 yards and 30 touchdowns in 2023. Of course, I talked with Brian Munson about this during On the Block. Is Kawan Lacy also in the transfer portal? Brian mentioned that's a guy that used up his redshirt, played in five games, barely went over that four-game minimum. It wasn't worth it. Three or five carries in that fifth game that Brian said wasn't necessarily the wisest move by Kawan Lacy or the Missouri coaching staff. So hypothetically, that's a guy with a redshirt year available, but he is a day one game-changing talent for a program that might need it, right? Missouri didn't have the same season this year it did last year, right? Not off the Cotton Bowl year that it was expecting. Still a decent team, still a solid team in the SEC. Nebraska already did, of course, reel in one player out of the transfer portal from Missouri. That was defensive end edge player Williams Nwarney. Will he be able to convince Kawan Lacy to follow him to Nebraska? A lot of interest between Nebraska and both those guys. Of course, Kawan Lacy was committed to Nebraska for relatively late in the cycle decommitment, and he flips to Missouri. We'll go to break. We'll wrap up old school. Then when we get back from old school, it'll be the Husker Football Hour with Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald. Don't go anywhere. The other 15 minutes or so left here on Old School.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.